In the history of Canada, there has never been 40,000 people simultaneously for a period of 6 to 7 hours breaking federal law. Just never has happened.
Is Mark Emery the guy who was selling seeds? I don't think the guy was doing nothing wrong. I mean, selling a natural substance that grows out of the soil in the earth couldn't be wrong, unless it could technically kill you. And a marijuana seed is in no way harmful or dangerous, so.
I think he should not be extradited. I think he should be staying here.
Anybody got any BC out in the crowd? See me after the show. You want some tunes? Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please welcome to the stage, Socrates! Yeah! Again, Freedom Festival, if you're out there and you're feeling it today, the sun has come up, say yeah! Yeah,
rolling, lighted, smoking Socrates. Yeah, man. Supposedly he's gonna be performing at 420. Yo, that's gonna be the hypest.
What you got there? Oh, I got something special. From the Underground Tapes album. This record was a whole lot of fun. If you know it, sing along. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all. Are these the hardest shoes to fill, y'all? Take it in. As far as money's concerned, I'ma break it in. You know the glove juice dip player? Break it in. I never heard of such plus. The way we touch was like two tits. Who gets this busy this much? Seven on my sides and burns all my bridges. With the heart of being broke, leaving y'all broke constrictions. Like, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Y'all focus on ones I let two stack. I'm a brute dad. The funk running my veins and my hands running my brain. They went in the same. My definition of success. Keep them running from my main passion. The classic. Just as if the game moving past it. Save it for with drastic measures. Turn the time and paper chase to see the classic pleasure. Small car. From hard bargain to fine pressure. The lowest I go was 50-50 split.
No less up.
Ride with me, Manny, while we conquer this earth. Rap for what worth, for worth, for better. Is
that you cannot, as a living being, ever be engaged in commerce. Only a fiction can deal with a fiction.
Conspiracy is very real.
How many people here know 9/11 is an inside job? Everybody? Yeah? Yeah?
We think of totalitarianism, we think of Stalin and Mao and Hitler. But it exists today, although now it wears an Armani suit.
The first time I was in this park was 1968, being trampled by RCMP horses, and I had two small kids with me, objecting to Vietnam.
Because money doesn't exist. You are the currency.
For worse or better, is it? Yeah. Wow, to get ya, is it? For worse or better, is it?
They're known as PressForTruth.ca.
A good example is in the case with Mark Emery. Mark has had a seed-selling business here in Canada. He's very successful. His company was completely legal here. However, recently Mark has been arrested and charged by the American authorities, even though he's a Canadian citizen and he hasn't broken any of our laws. Now, this basically sets a precedent, and it's a very slippery slope where we could start to lose more of these types of freedoms under something that is referred to as the North American Union.
It's important to maintain sovereign borders in our countries. It's important to maintain different rules because of this whole thing with, you know, Mark Emery. You know, generations of people have all fought for freedom, and generations before us have fought for their freedoms at the blade of a sword, the tip of an arrow, or the barrel of a gun. And today, we can fight for our freedoms at the barrel of a lens. We no longer need to go out in violent means.
Do you have any thoughts on the marijuana prohibition?
Oh, it's absolutely silly. In the 30s, people were growing their own pot. Musicians were smoking it and growing it. But when they found out it was very hard to tax it, they decided to make it illegal. That's what happened there. It's all about money.
I mean, it's ridiculous the amount of children who have records just because of a silly little, you know, pot charge. the amount of money that's spent on people in the prisons, the very fact that no one in the history has ever died. In fact, you could say it's safer than our very own drinking water. There's proof of that because of the 7 people who died in Wakerton because of the E. coli poisoning. So it's literally safer than drinking water.
And we have to remember how special this is, what we're doing here, and how so many other people in our country and around the world have never had a chance to experience the kind of freedom and the kind of openness that we're experiencing here.
This is the largest gathering of outlaws that we have ever seen in 140 years of Confederation. We've got mass civil disobedience here, and why are we getting away with it? I mean, think of that. Ontario legislature, screw it, we had thousands of people smoking on Parliament Hill on 420. On 420 in Vancouver, we had 8,000 people smoking for 10 hours straight in the main square of the city. We are proving that the law is an ass. If you don't have the right to decide what to put in your own body, what to do with your own body, then you are not a free person. You're a slave who's given permission every now and then to make your own decisions. Are you a slave? And this is what you must know. Marijuana was never made illegal because it was bad for you. It's not bad for you. Everybody knows that. That's not why it's made illegal. It's made illegal precisely because it is good for you. Marijuana takes that hypocrisy, that veil of hypocrisy that exists all throughout society. All those people who want unquestioning obedience to you. All the people who are taught to respect as authority figures. You realize that they're paper tigers. They wear no clothes. And what the government fears the most are two groups of people. Journalists and citizens that ask questions, because both people are in pursuit of the truth. And the government is all about lies, deception, and concealment, and punishment. It's not about the truth. It's not about telling the people the way it really is. It's not about government for the people, by the people. It's government oppressing the people. And the only way we can keep the government in line if we continue to be free-thinking citizens. And that's what marijuana does. You know, from 1980 to 1991, there was not a single marijuana rally in all of Canada for 11 years. And in that time, they banned all the books about marijuana and all the magazines about marijuana. And the first rally was held of any size in 1993 in downtown Vancouver. And since then, this country has had rallies regularly for the last 17 years. And look how far we've become. Because people got involved. People just showed up. Man, so much of history is changed by people who just show up. Just make an appearance. Just show up to a vote. It's like 2 hours. Show up to a rally. Just make an appearance. You'll be amazed at what happens. My name is Mark Emery. Some people in media call me the Prince of Pot. There's a great movie about me called The Prince of Pot. You can see it on YouTube, and I hope you will support me. You know, in the next 10 days, I could get extradited to the United States for my activity on behalf of the movement. And if you don't think it's political, you should go and see what the head of DEA wrote the day they arrested Mark Scott Emery, a.k.a. The Prince of Pot. She said it was all about the politics. They can't stand my magazine, Cannabis Culture. They didn't like the fact that hundreds of thousands of dollars were going to legalization groups. And they mentioned that in their indictment against me. All that money going to free the people, free the weed. So I might need your help. If I get extradited, I want you to make one hell of a lot of noise and bring me back. I respect our American brothers and sisters who are fighting for our freedom in the very same way in California and every one of the 50 United States. Believe me, I represent them as well as I represent you. But I am Canadian. I did all this here. I did it proudly. I should be judged by my own peers in my own country with a Canadian judge in a Canadian courtroom. And I was not. I was railroaded by our government, so if they send me away, I want you to bring me back. And thank you for listening to me, and thank you for being there for all those years, and thanks for being part of my life last 20 years. Man, we have grown as a culture in unbelievable strides. There's been nothing like it. This was the greatest rally, and thank you for listening to me. My name is Mark Emery, and I hope I'll see you next year.